just like what we were talking about. Everybody sets their goals high, and look what happens. This isn't just ours. This is everybody's. This is everybody's. This is what you need, Ted DiBiase. You need a little bit of family. That's what we are. When we get together, we kick people's teeth in together.
This is not the $1 million belt. This is the Hulkamaniac belt. This is not purchased. These belts, this Hulkamaniac team, can't be bought. You gotta fight, kick, and grind for it. And Hulk Hogan, we are gonna fight, kick, and grind for you all the way.
You know something, multi-$1 million man? Now that we're winding down to the Survivor Series, now that it's not that far off, I really like the fact that you're being backed into a corner by your own team. These guys aren't a bunch of has-beens like you tried to drill into the Powers of Pain's mind. These are the best in the world, brother. These are the best at what they do. These are the WWF Tag Team Champions, number one. I'm glad you had to cut an extra check to the Powers of Pain. And as far as Jake the Snake's DDT stretcher service, arenas all around the country, multi-$1 million man, his opponents are getting that long, slow ride in that rolling coffin as the ambulance wheels out of the arenas, as the red lights come on. I can't help but think you're going to be the next victim of the DDT. Zeus, you're mine. Jake the Snake, how are you going to get him in the DDT?
Bottom line is this, my man. A man is dying of thirst, has to have water. A dog that's starving has to have food. A child that's crying has got to have some attention. I have got to have you, Ted DiBiase.
You know, we all have our needs. We all have our wants. But one thing I know, multi-$1 million man, winding down into this thing, you're going to be on the phone. You're going to try to get a hold of Jake the Snake. You're going to try to get a hold of Demolition. Nobody here sells out.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. We're up at Skid Row Studios and we're having another party. All right.
Check. Mic check. What?
Got Dan here to my left. And we have our friends, Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Yeah, all right, baby.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, man. Sorry I'm late. I actually was hanging out with Glendale's Finest before I came over here.
Oh, I was ice skating downstairs.
In Glendale?
No. There was in Pershing Square.
You should have hung out with us.
We were ice skating.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I got detained for a little bit. Lucked out. They let me go.
Are you
serious? They left me off into the wild. Yep.
Oh.
Yep, very lucky.
What did you do?
I made an illegal left turn.
Oh, we just did that earlier, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. It was kind of a questionable kind of left turn, like in the middle of a yellow or a red, but I didn't want to argue with the gentleman. They were actually pretty nice. I was actually expecting to get beat up. You know?
Did you get a ticket? You didn't get anything?
No. They just had me there. And, like, you know, I'm like, already rushing as it is to get over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do that thing where they get your license and they'll sit in the car for a while. And I was, like, a little nervous, you know what I mean? I don't want to tell you why I was nervous or what I was holding, you know. But, no, they came back, and they were like, hey, what are you doing, man? Why are you in a hurry? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm about to go and do the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la, believe it or not. And they let me go. Cool. One of the very few times that you get a break from, especially the cops in Glendale. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Were they surprised? Or like, wow, you don't look anything like you'd sound. I'm sure they're big fans, right? They listen to the show all the time, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I think maybe
PD is a big fan of our show.
Yeah, Glendale PD, that's a great department. All right. Thanks, Glendale PD. Anyway, you know what? We have Manhattan Murder Mystery in studio. Let's get the show started. We're going to play a couple songs, and we'll be back and talk to Manhattan Murder Mystery on the More Music Radio Pod. All
they're
right.
They're going to limber up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Make
you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Kid Real Cut.
Now
to play.
Taking these breaks, man.
Yeah.
Coming right at the Roland song.
Yeah, well, I told you to switch to the Virginia Slims, man. They burn quicker. So
yeah. And then you look cute when you smoke them, too.
You know.
I mean, you look cute when you smoke them. I look disgusting.
Well, when the right light hits you right.
Thanks, Dan.
You look all right.
So yeah, man.
Mostly in the dark.
You get those digital ones to, like, smoke in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, we can get those e-cigarettes,
okay?
Right,
would that be okay, Jeremy? Could we do that? Synthetic cigarette, you know, those mock cigarettes. No, they're like electronic cigarettes.
Like the ones you charge up and they're a lot more healthier than you. You just inhale the chemical.
There's one where it's like mist or something instead of like...
It's vapor.
Yeah. Vapor.
So we have pretty talented. You could like talk and sing at the same time.
Yeah.
If you notice that.
That's cool. I wonder if anybody like trips out, because I know there's some people that kind of test the limits with those e-cigarettes, you know, and they'll smoke indoors. Like there's this guy at work that has one, and it's kind of weird that you see this guy puffing on this on a thing that looks like a cigarette at work inside. You know, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that too.
Well, I've seen people do it like at airports, you know, places like that.
Oh, yeah? Nobody busts their balls?
No.
All right, everybody, so we have Manhattan Murder Mystery in studio. We have Matt, Katia, and Laura, and a new face, man.
I'm Todd.
Todd.
That's Todd. If you want to talk to Todd, he's at 1-800-893-9562.
And we're here, too, hanging out with Todd.
But you cannot talk to Matt or Katia or Laura.
Just let them.
Nah, they can talk if they want, sure.
Yeah, all right.
You can talk to those guys, too.
Yeah,
1-800-893-9562.
That is 800-893-9562. All right. Yeah, man, we were listening to some Manhattan Murder Mystery. I've Got a Hole in My Head, and that's off your new cassette EP, right? In Women's House.
Women's House, yes.
Women's House.
Women's House.
One woman.
Yeah. It's named after a house that I lived at.
Did you? Oh, yeah, we played there, right?
I didn't realize that was your home. Yeah. I mean, your old home.
Just for a little while.
You don't really look like a woman.
I don't really look like a house either, do
well,
I?
So when did you record that? Was that just while you were living there, or was it like just alive?
I wrote most of it while I was living there, and then we recorded it like last month to like try to have it done in time for this, and we like just barely made it.
So was that record mostly fueled by the Jack in the Box across the street?
Yeah, Jack in the Box, and there's like a good bagel place also on the other corner.
There's a good nails place across the street, too, if you want to get your nails done or get a weave or something.
They have human hair.
Yeah.
And yeah,
fat grabbers.
Yeah, they do have fat grabbers. I remember that.
Yeah, man. So a cassette, man.
Yeah.
A cassette. So that's the new vinyl. I keep telling, I told everybody like 10 years ago, I'm like, watch, man. You know how people are with the vinyl records right now? Cassettes, man, is where it's going to be at. Watch.
I'm waiting for CDs to come back.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, man. CDs will be the new cassette.
Yeah, remember those?
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, so Women's House, you guys just recorded it, and you guys are doing a residency over at what used to be Spaceland.
Yes, the Satellite, every Monday night in December at the Satellite.
That's right, and you can catch Manhattan Murder Mystery and the Monolators and Seasons and the Mormons and this
Cholo
coming
Car Wash.
And Cholo Car Wash is DJing. Boom, boom. Yeah, man. That's gonna be a lot of fun, man. You say it's like Mr. T's night, right? So you try to get these bands that played at Mr. T's Bowl, right?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me like of a show we've had probably like 10 times or something.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
But it's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah. See what everybody's up to now.
Yeah. So how was the show last Monday?
That was nuts.
Yeah. Who played?
Last Monday was Peg Leg Love, Kid Infinity, and Stab City.
Oh, cool. How was it?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
I've never heard Kid Infinity. Do you like them? Well, yeah. I'm guessing you did since you asked them on.
Yeah, I like them. They did a good job.
Would you say they're better or worse than The Ultimate Warrior?
Probably worse than The Ultimate Warrior.
I know. He's pretty badass.
Yeah, The Ultimate Warrior is pretty badass.
If you said better, I'd be like, damn.
I thought he was dead.
Him. He's a conservative.
I thought he was dead, but he's alive because I saw him on YouTube talking about Macho Man Randy Savage's death and stuff, and he was like really serious and deep and stuff. I didn't realize that Ultimate Warrior was so deep.
He's like Bill O'Reilly now. He has this like website, and he like writes all these blogs and stuff. Uh-huh. And like he like says all this like really extremely conservative stuff, but then like also still throws in stuff about like how Hulk Hogan sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So,
you gotta have range.
You know what I noticed about Manhattan Murder Mystery is it's like WWF and wrestling, pro wrestling, is like a common theme in the flyers and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Now is that are you all into WWF? I mean, we got Matt here and two girls and now Todd. So I guess it's more of a guy thing. But girls, were you into that?
Yeah, growing up, I used to watch it all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite?
Probably like Rick Rude. Something like that.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah.
And he would like his thing is like he was just like an arrogant kind of dude, and he would go and he'd like make out with women in the audience. Remember that?
Yeah.
He'd like win and then he'd shake his hips and stuff. And,
wow.
Yeah, man.
Why do I not remember that guy?
What?
Seems like such a G.
Yeah, Ravishing Rick Rude, man.
He had a feud with the Ultimate Warrior.
I remember Mr.
That's
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cuz when I'm chewing my gum and I spit it out,
I try to do that shit too. I try
Perfect.
To hit it. I've never done it. Can you guys do that? The Mr. Perfect spit out the gum and smack it away?
I've never tried. I don't really chew gum very much.
I'm pretty sure I can.
I can kick it really far.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
So yeah, in fact, like speaking of WWF, and since you guys are into WWF, well, I think it's WWE, but fuck that, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. What the fuck is WWE?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, and then their logo doesn't even look like a WWF.
It's just like two W's now.
Yeah, two W's. Stupid. Where's the E? At
I
least
don't know.
Put the E if you're gonna call it WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, back in the day, man, WWF with Hulk Hogan and Bruce the Barber Beefcake and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Iron Sheik, Kamala. Man, that was
Jabroni.
Awesome.
Adrian Adonis. That was
awesome.
So, like, I had an idea, like, later on, I think maybe after the next break, I have a game that we're going to play, and it's called the WWF. It's, like, more old school. There might be a couple newer themes, but it's a WWF wrestling theme game. And
awesome.
We're going to play some themes of your favorite, some of the ones that we mentioned, and you got to guess, you know. And in fact, like, if people want to call 800-893-9562, maybe you can play, and you can have Matt or anybody from Manhattan Murder Mystery play for you if you want. You can agree with them. Like, we'll play the theme, and then, like, if if Matt will say, oh, okay, I think I know this one, and then you know what I mean. If that's a call, and if nobody calls, like, we'll just play it ourselves.
It'll be like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be exactly like Hollywood Squares, man. Yeah, man. I like Bruce game Lamp. Shows.
I'll be Shadow Stevens.
I want to be Monroe from Too Close for Comfort. Jim J. Bullock.
Oh yeah, he was on Alf.
Yeah, you know that my mom worked, and it was really weird. You know that guy's gay? Because of my
what?
Mom.
No
my
mom, way.
My mom
Wait,
was
Alf
working.
Alf is gay.
My mom was working in an office.
Alf loved pussy.
My mom was working in an office, and I guess like his boyfriend was working in the office. And long story short, I ended up getting a Jim J. Bullock portrait, signed portrait.
What?
From him? Yeah,
Do you
I
still
got
have
that.
It.
I still got it. Yeah.
Well, this has got to be worth millions by now.
Yeah. Well, to me, yeah, it's priceless. You know. And, you know, he wrote, "Take care of that asthma doll." Meanwhile, fucking jump 35 years later, I'm smoking cigarettes and stuff. Great, smart.
What's an asthma doll?
It's like a really scary doll. When you pick it up, it wheezes and stuff.
Or he was calling you doll.
Yeah.
Is that right?
There's like a line of like these baby dolls now that they have like different diseases when you buy them. There's some that have like twisted up legs that have polio. There's like really skinny ones, the crack baby ones. Uh-huh. I got like five of those. I got like every race crack baby. You guys should look for them.
I want one with Legionnaire's disease.
yeah, we had one with what do they call that when your fingers fall off?
No fingers.
Yeah,
leprosy.
Yeah, leprosy. Yeah, leprosy. The leprosy one is cool, but I keep like losing all the fingers. And the little balls and stuff. My leper baby is male.
Started off male anyway.
So yeah, man, it's been a while since we've had you at Skid Row Studios, man. What do you think of the new place?
Oh, it's great.
It's the shit, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a whole different beast.
Yeah, man. It's a real, like you were saying, it's like a real radio station now.
Yeah.
All right, man. So it's been a while. So what have you guys been up to besides recording this thing? You guys been playing lots of shows. Have you guys gone on tour, gone out of town yet?
Yeah, we've gone out of town a few times. We went to South by Southwest last time, and we went to Portland like a couple months ago. That was real nice.
Was that the last time, the last South by Southwest? Did the mobile unit show up there? I can't remember.
I think that was
time
the
is
one
such
before.
A blur.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I think
we went like twice, fun, man. And you guys got like arrested and stuff.
Yeah,
we got stopped at the border, or like the border patrol in El Paso. The dog smelled something funny on our car, and they held us for 4 hours to figure out what that funny smell was.
Oh yeah.
They found out what it was, and they just we just hung out in a room. Dan took a shit in in jail cell.
I was hanging out with my friends. I was just like, come on, guys.
Have you guys ever been arrested?
Help me wipe.
I got arrested one time. For like, me and my friend went to this party, and we were supposed to have a ride home, but we got like ditched.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to like walk home for a really long time down like the side of the highway. And this cop came up, like, it was like, I was like in high school or something, or I was like, maybe I just turned 21, and like, the cop was like, have you guys been drinking tonight? And I like, I was kind of dumb, I guess, I wasn't drunk, but I was like, oh yeah, we had a couple beers, and then we got put in the drunk tank for the night.
For a couple beers?
For walking.
Wow.
I figured like a couple beers if I'm not drunk, like. It makes sense to me. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say, no, I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson now. It's better to
do like the cop lie. Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't drinking, and you're going to let me go.
Yeah.
Just accuse them of, you've been drinking? That always works.
Reverse psychology.
So, Todd, are you playing rhythm guitar in Manhattan Murder Mystery? Are you guys like sharing lead duties or... What's the deal now? It's a new lineup. You guys always have different people coming in the band. Is this like a permanent thing?
I've been kind of playing with them, I think, off and on for like 2-3 years now, pretty much. The first time I did was like ages ago when I played banjo and stuff. But then like it just didn't really work very well. It's like such a loud band and banjo didn't work. And so I just switched to guitar.
Is it hard to play banjo?
in this band, yeah. and it just would feed back too much, so.
I find it's hard to play banjo without a rocking chair.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess I've been playing with them a couple of years. It's been more recent. Like recently, it's been more steady, and then I mixed this most recent album for them and played a lot on it, and so.
Where did you guys record that? At the women house?
No, we recorded part of it just at like a friend's house, and then the rest we like mixed and mastered in his apartment.
Cool.
Yeah.
And like, what is that? Like your like third release or so? How many releases have you had?
I guess like three.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think.
Three, yeah. Kind of three.
Well, we've made a lot of different little demos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess like now for like real releases, we had like a 7-inch, and then we had like a full album that came out earlier this year, and now this, and we just did ourselves this one.
Well, I really like it, man. Last week we played Stadium Way. That's a really cool song. And we just heard I've Got a Hole in My Head, and that's off of Women House, right? And you guys are going to play like some songs tonight, right?
I guess.
And, oh, yeah. And also, after I've Got a Hole in My Head, you heard the Beaters with Marble King. I have this bad habit of I just play the songs and I never read through the list. So if you guys can remember, remind me to read these songs, because they're always great bands that we like to play here on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yes.
So do you think maybe we'll take a break, play a couple songs? You guys can come back and play something for us. You guys got something?
Okay, I guess so.
You got guitars here. I mean, I'd hate for you to have brought them down for nothing. You know what I mean?
That would be terrible.
Cool. All right. Well, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll play a couple more songs, and we'll be back with Manhattan Murder Mystery. And you guys are going to play some songs, and maybe we'll play that game. You guys into that game?
That sounds great.
WWF theme song game?
What are the prizes?
Mormons We're Not Dead 7-inch that actually comes with the EP.
Awesome. I already have one.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you can't win anyway. So.
Yeah, I probably won't with this crowd.
Yeah, so anyway, call up 800-893-9562 if you're into WWF, especially old school WWF, and see if you could guess the theme songs and stuff. So anyway, we'll take another break, we'll play a couple more songs, and we'll be back with Manhattan Murder Mystery on the More Music Radio Pod.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Thank you. Hello, my friends. Rush Limbaugh here, the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. Talent on loan from God.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right, we're here with Manhattan Murder Mystery. Yeah. You guys know that song, right? You guys ever hear this song before? Oh, you guys don't have your headphones on yet.
Oh, no.
Watch, when you put them on right now, watch, watch.
Oh, shit.
You hear that?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, so what theme song is this? For what professional wrestler is this theme song?
You take this one.
What is it?
It doesn't ring a bell?
Rick Rude?
Say that again?
Come on, Rick Rude?
No,
I thought you watched Rick Rude had the like stripper.
I don't remember the theme song.
This is a theme song for Hulk Hogan, Hulkster. Mm. Remember? He'd come out waving the big flag, big American flag.
Yeah.
And then he'd do the thing with the ear. He'd go whap 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 and put his hand to his ear. It's hard to not see it over the radio. But
right.
He did like a little with his hand. He would see what side of the crowd was like the loudest, and then if they were loud, he would like do a couple poses and stuff.
Right.
He'd be like, yeah,
I
like the thing. He would throw his pose. That. I like his pose.
We're doing like an audio montage right now. Like, I'm just imagining the part where like Andre the Giant's choking him out, and like referee's dropping his arm, and it'll drop like once and twice, but like the third time of. Oh, and then like the fist comes up.
You'd hold it up.
Holy shit!
It would drop halfway. It would drop halfway, and you're like, no! And you're like, come on, Hulk! He's holding it up.
Did anybody? I don't think.
To shake.
I don't think I ever saw anyone actually lose from like having their hand dropped three times.
Yeah, me neither. That's weird. Yeah.
How do you get the job to be a referee in professional wrestling? It seems like the smoothest job ever. You just have to be able to count to 2.5 and run around and go, no.
Right.
And also turn your back every time somebody's doing something illegal.
You have to also be easily distracted.
So, yeah, man. So this is called the WWF Wrestling Theme Game, and we're going to play some themes. I'm going to play it off this computer here, and then you guys are going to have to guess which pro wrestler this theme is from or for. Okay? You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And I know you guys know a lot about WWF and wrestling and stuff, so this should be – I think you guys will be good at this. So, I don't know. Some of these are easier than the other ones, you know, whatever. So, let me see. Which wrestler – or what wrestling theme is this? Here we go.
I know it.
Okay. All right. You know it. Okay. Does anybody else know this one? Anybody want to take a guess before Matt? I really like this one. It's kind of like... This was like one of my favorite... And I'm going to give you guys a hint. This was one of my favorite tag teams. Tag team wrestlers. All right.
There was like one guy...
Kind of smelly, kind of disgusting a little bit.
There was one guy, and his job was like he wrote all the theme songs for the WWF.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was awesome.
What's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
It's your Wikipedia.
There's like an article on him in WWF magazine one time.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah, he's like a genius.
All right, Matt. So why don't you let everybody know what theme song this is, man?
It's the Bushwhackers.
Yeah. Yay! And they would walk around stomping around with their arms, like whatever, and L's, or like, you know, whatever. So, yeah, so that is the Bushwhackers theme. You're pretty good, man. You know these ones, man.
Well, thank you.
I have a lot of respect for you, you know, for musically and for WWF. You know, you guys, I don't know, you guys got to catch up, but there's more, so.
By the way, shout out to Matt Time Radio.
Shout out to Matt Time Radio, and let's see, speaking of Matt Time Radio, I'm going to get a tough one here. This was like one of the tougher guys. Okay, ready? Here we go. What theme song is this?
I was going to say Little John right now.
Oh. Ah, oh, see, they're getting a little bit harder now, I think, right? If anybody wants to guess, 800-893-9562.
I don't know. It sounds pretty evil, though. All right.
Okay, so this guy has actually, he's gained a little bit, I'm going to give you guys a hint, he's gained a little bit more popularity ever since going on the Howard Stern show recently, like in the last couple years.
That was Sheik.
Iron Sheik, all right. We need like an applause. You guys got some sound effects? You guys want to put some sound effects, some applause or something? Woo! All right, there you go.
Jabronis.
Ding, 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 or something like that. All right, so yeah, that is the theme song to the Iron Sheik.
He really likes Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And B. Brian Blair.
Yeah, Brian Blair.
Yeah, and you know, when he was on Howard, like he would talk about like how like
how they're all gay.
He was like mad at Macho Man Randy Savage, and he would say, "You come to my dressing room, you come, you smoke my marijuana, you come to smoke my crack, and then you filthy Jew, son of a bitch, faggot, motherfucker." I got, you know what, maybe in a little bit I'll try to pull some Iron Sheik, him going off and stuff when he was on the Howard Stern show.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's good to see that he's still alive, Iron Sheik. All right, man. All right, so you guys having fun? You guys want another one?
Yes.
All right, let me see. Let me give you a kind of easier one, all right?
Okay.
There we go. This was another one of my favorites. Dude. Yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, so Matt knows this one already. 800-893-9562 and try to guess what song, what theme song this is for the wrestler, WWF. I just realized, like, you know, there's probably, like, younger people listening and they're like, what the fuck is this? Who the fuck is that? Because this was, like, in the 80s, right?
The theme songs now, they're all, like, Nickelback songs and stuff. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty terrible.
Okay, so this guy actually, he used to bring a friend out with him.
Can I guess?
All right, Dan, you got a guess?
Is that Junkyard Dog?
No.
They're not saying dog.
But he was another one of my favorites. That was like way back in the day.
Sorry, I was feeling the soul.
He was in the WWF cartoon.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I think this guy was in it too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Coco Beware was in it.
Oh, you gave it away.
Yeah, that's I'm just trying to answer it like in a special way.
I did, honestly, I used to watch it all the time. My brain just doesn't work anymore as it used to.
So yeah, Coco Beware, he used to bring his bird. Do you guys remember the name of his bird?
I think it was Frankie.
Frankie, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. You're good, man. All right. Let me see. I'll do another. Okay, this one's, you know, I'm going to do, this one's kind of hard, though. But this was actually another one of my favorites, and I liked his theme song. This is a cool theme song. Check it out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This guy had a cool move. Like, he would stun somebody, and then he'd bounce off the ropes, and then he'd come off, and then he'd be jumping, doing, like, a flying cross handle.
What?
Yeah. So he was one of these guys. He'd do, like, a lot of flying and a lot of jumping and stuff. Huh. But listen to this song. I think this is the guy you're talking about that wrote the songs.
Yeah.
Because they're like very similar.
Yeah.
Sounds like the theme to Night Court.
Yeah. It's cool. Cool. Like you never know what this is. But okay, this guy was brown. Okay, he was not white.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you can hear the Latin flavor in the.
Yeah, there's like a little Latin beat. This was another one of my favorite wrestlers, Tito Santana. This is Tito Santana. You guys like this game? It sucks, huh?
No.
You like it?
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
Great.
You like it? You guys are into it?
I just remember the.
Do you guys remember these wrestlers?
Song.
Or I think, are we like a lot older than you guys?
I'm waiting for the Honky Tonk Man.
I was going to pull that one, but it's just like so obvious. Everybody knows that. You just hear him singing and stuff. You're like, oh, there's the fucking Honky Tonk Man.
You should have started that in like the first round, man. And being like, you know. Like first round of Jeopardy. That's all easy.
And here's a everybody loves a villain. So this was a villain. I'm gonna give you a hint already. This was a villain. Fucking asshole. Okay, ready? Here we go. Guess which theme song for what wrestler? Check it out. Is it going? Oh fuck, I fucked it up already. Hold on. I gotta start it again. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
I'll wait.
Okay, here we go. Check it out.
Wow, this is an easy one.
Yeah, you know this one, right? But what about you guys? Obviously, Matt, like, has his WWF shit down.
Yeah.
Okay? You guys, I don't know, Dan, I mean, don't look at the computer screen, but...
No, I wouldn't have known this one. I saw, so I'm tainted, but...
He says it right there.
But,
right
but yeah, there. I would know it.
Yeah. It's the Million Dollar Man.
Oh,
and this guy was cool because, like, he would, like, come out with, like, money, throwing money around and stuff, and he had the Million Dollar Belt.
He was
that
a,
he made some made of diamonds and gold and
he,
stuff.
He was a born again Christian.
Yeah,
I remember there was this one time
really?
he made this kid cry. It was awesome.
I read he had like a autobiography thing.
Really,
he was like a Christian like the whole time.
Really, so did he like talk? I wish he was here so I could ask him because I would ask him like so like playing like a bastard like that was it just kind of like a thrill, you know, for you because it's just like so opposite of your kid. Can you pretend to be him?
Okay.
You read the book, right?
Yeah, a long time ago, though.
We're here with Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man from wrestling.
Good to be here.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. You were a bastard back. You would make me so angry and stuff, but I really loved your character. So, like, you're a born-again Christian, you were just telling me, right?
Yes.
So, like, was that, like, did you get, like, a rush from doing that?
Well, I'm sorry I made you so angry, first of all.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's okay. I understood it was, like, a show, but you know what I mean? But you did make me angry. You one time, you, like, had $100 for this kid.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
The one with the basketball?
Yeah, yeah. Just dribble it, like, 10 times. Yeah. Just straight up and down. You know, yeah. You got to do nothing.
And then on the 10th bounce, he was almost there, and Ted DiBiase kicked the ball out.
Like, oh, yeah. You got the 9.
Fucking bastard, man.
Do you remember how...
He kicked the ball out, and then he was all fucking...
I had a slave.
yeah, Virgil, right?
Yeah. With Virgil. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was like, man, like these guys sound like black guys with them.
He's a manservant.
Yeah. And there was another one that had one too. You know what? In fact, there was another guy and he had like a security guard, a black dude, and it was always kind of weird. Like, you know, these like, oh, the white guys.
Do you think it would be good?
You got the white guy again, dominating the fucking black dude, man, you know?
Do you think it'd be good or bad for Manhattan Murder Mysteries image to hire Virgil?
Well, here's another guy who had...
I know. I'm talking to Ted DiBiase.
We had a black dude with him. Check him out.
We could probably...
This one may be easy.
Yeah.
This one's going to be easy for Matt. It may be a little easier for you guys, too. All right? Here's this guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You guys remember this guy?
Yeah. Is this the guy who pulled you over earlier?
Yeah. This is the guy that pulled me over.
You should have cranked this up when he pulled over. You would, like, walk into your window.
So that's
what
the
officer.
He already said it. It's the big boss man.
This
sounds like the Monday Night
bluesy.
Football song.
Yeah.
All my round of friends here on Monday night.
When he went to WCW, he wasn't allowed to be, like, the big boss man, so he became the guardian angel.
Really?
And he dressed up as like the... You remember like the Guardian Angel guys?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
They
came in... They're still kind of around.
Are they?
Yeah, I was playing a show and they walked in like patrolling the bar because, you know, we get rowdy.
They're just like some concerned citizens, I guess, who like walk around like keeping people in line.
Wearing sweet-ass DuckTales, man. Awesome.
All right. You know, I got one for you guys. Maybe we'll do a couple more of these, but check this one out. I want to see if you guys recognize the theme to this wrestler. I think you guys should know this one, I think. Pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like Prince.
Yeah. That's a good song.
I know this.
This guy was like part of a brother team. And I'm going to give it away.
Brett the Hitman Hart?
No, but you guys wrote a song about this guy.
Yeah.
And that is?
Owen Hart.
The Rocket.
All right. You guys didn't know this one? I'm like, these guys are going to get this one. These guys are into Owen Hart.
It took me a second. I don't know why I couldn't place it.
So what happened to that guy, man? He like did like a flying jump. Broke his neck or something?
He was supposed to get lowered down into the ring.
It wasn't much of a jump.
He did a flying fall. Oh. You're supposed to get lowered down to the ring on, like, this wire thing, like, from the rafters, and, like, the device or whatever, like, you fell out of it and, like, fell and hit the... It was during a pay-per-view, too.
You know, this song kind of makes me want to do lines of coke and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
You
know,
off the hood of a Camaro.
All right, so that's Owen Hart.
Doesn't Macho Man have a rap about Owen Hart also?
Oh, yeah,
he did a
Macho
song
Man
about
rap.
Mr. Perfect. It's called
Perfect.
The Perfect Friend.
Perfect Friend.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Man, Macho Man rap? Let's see. Hold on a second.
He did, like, what was that song? He did, like, Get on the Floor or something. It was supposed to be, like, in the club.
Yeah.
It's like a knockoff.
Every single one of the songs on that album is a knockoff of some popular song. Yeah.
This thing's
so funny.
Can you guys hear that?
It's very low, but...
Yeah. It's very low. This is a Macho Man rap. Yeah, Macho Man drove into a tree. He had a heart attack and drove into a tree. So, he looks like Chong, kind of, you know? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, old, they look alike, you know? Doing
I'm pretty sure no one's ever been to the street and said, man, you're the illest. I think he's making that up.
Yeah. I want to see Macho doing his thing.
Yeah, man. I love the intro on this album. Like, it's like... It's like, hey, was he still doing his thing? Oh, yeah. And it's like this one girl's like, oh, I'd do him.
I don't know, man. I was
that
really interested.
Miss Elizabeth.
It didn't sound like her. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why he crashed. Man. They were arguing over that girl.
And we have a caller.
All right, cool. Caller, you are on the air with Manhattan Murder Mystery on the More Music Radio Pod. What's up?
What would you like on your pizza?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, shit. It's Macho Man from the grave. What's going on, Randy?
I got out of my grave with my meat stick. whatever the hell Slim that dude used to endorse. What up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Radio in full effect. Shout out.
Hey, what's going on? Matt time.
Woo! Hey, did you guys get talk about Jimmy Superfly Snuka already?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. You guys probably don't know. Little Jimmy Superfly Snuka, little Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, so do you want to play the theme song game since you're on? It sounds like you know about wrestling.
Man, I listen to those songs. I'm like, man, I don't even remember them. But okay, let's play.
All right.
Give me a song.
All right, let me give you this one, kind of easy one. This is like way back in the day. Ready? Here goes.
Okay. All right. I think I know that already.
All right, which one is that?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No. I'll give you another guess.
All right.
I know this one. He was in the cartoon too.
Is that the Honky Tonk Man?
No. One more guess.
I suck at wrestling.
This is the theme you want to say, Matt?
It's Hillbilly Jim.
That's right, Hillbilly Jim.
I don't think I ever saw a Hillbilly Jim.
Don't go messing with a country boy. Oh, I always get nervous if I'm in a bar and they start singing this kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
get
I mean?
Brown, you got to run out, man.
Yeah, I start looking around and say, hey, where'd my friends go? Cause...
Hey, you guys were talking about, who was it? This cop dude, Big Boss Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude used to have like a big old Confederate flag on his sleeve and stuff. Pretty funny. Old school.
It was different times.
Different times.
Hey,
all
let
right,
me
give me another song.
All right,
let's
let
go.
Me
one more another song.
Let
and
me throw
we have
another
caller.
Oh, okay. We got a second player for the WWF theme game.
Oh,
caller, you're
now
on
it's
the air.
Like Donkey Kong.
It's tag team style. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, this is Marcus.
Hey, what's up,
hey, Marcus? Hey, I think that was Hacksaw.
No, that was Hillbilly Jim. You're on the delay, so you didn't hear that. But the Hacksaw Jim Duggan theme is like really easy. You automatically guess it. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, but you automatically guess it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I just had it in there because I wanted to play it.
Man, this is good.
Princey. It sounds kind of like Prince, too.
Yeah. Maybe it'd come out
Are
with
you sure
this
that article wasn't about Prince?
Maybe.
All right, let's go. Another call. Me and this Marcus guy want to try to win.
Yeah.
Let's
put the two callers against each other.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play the WWF theme game on the More Music Radio Pod.
Loser hangs up.
For a Mormons We're Not Dead 7-inch. And
weighing in
maybe Manhattan Murder
One.
Mystery will give you a tape. You know what I mean?
No, okay. The tapes are $5. They're not for prizes.
All right, check this out.
Man, I better win because if not on Sundays at 6 o'clock, Bad Time Radio is going to be doing some major bad talking over there.
Yeah, man, you guys are going to be in at 6 o'clock on what day?
Sunday.
Sunday. 6 o'clock.
Sunday.
Right. Whatever you do, just don't kick our asses. You know.
Sunday.
We could always talk shit out if
hey,
like we ever.
All
right, so here we go, guys. Here's another one. Check it out.
Shit. I don't know this one.
Hey, Marcus, turn your radio down, buddy.
Yeah, have you got your computer up?
No. I thought that was Marcus playing that music.
I'm going to give you guys a hint. This was a tag team. You know?
You're pulling deep cuts.
Yeah, I don't know. These are
all American boys.
I don't think I
know. Man, if you stump Matt, you know it's...
I don't think I know this song.
This song is
They're
awesome.
Getting a little harder on the WWF theme game. This, you guys want to give it to you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, give it to Mark.
Can I guess?
This, okay, you want to guess? It's a tag team.
Is it Strike Force?
No. This is a theme to the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. Remember those guys?
The Canadians.
That's why this sounds funny. They're all American.
Why are they all?
That was the Mountie.
Yeah.
Like before he became the Mountie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Cool. So, all right. You guys want to do another one?
Yeah. One more.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So this one is an old school one. I don't know how long you guys have been listening, but this is an old school one, and here goes.
That is some racist shit right there.
I think I know this one.
You know this one, right?
Yeah.
This guy was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's obviously, you guys got a guess?
What's like the most racist wrestler you can think of? You're probably right.
Do either of you guys have a guess?
I'm going to say no, I don't have a guess.
Okay, well... You guys aren't very good at the WWF theme game because that was the theme for Kamala. Remember Kamala?
The Ugandan giant.
He had a Japanese handler. Mr. Fuji.
He wore a miniskirt.
So he was like carted in like an animal. It was super racist.
Wore that like mask and the spear.
I got to give these guys a good one.
He was like from Georgia.
Yeah.
aren't all the wrestlers now just like all American white people?
Joe Smith and like.
You know, I can't remember when I dropped out of watching wrestling. It just started getting like really shitty. Like I wasn't watching it like when The Rock and all that bullshit.
They're all like country. Beefed out country singers.
I was I probably went out because I remember like watching Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Man, I think you just butchered that dude's name.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Remember when he had that what thing? Remember he would say what all the time?
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny. But then that was the last thing I remember. I think I dropped out around that time.
I stopped around when it became WWE.
Yeah.
And for like a year or something, a couple years later, when like Hulk Hogan came back, I watched it some around them.
Yeah. It was sad though when Hulkster came back. Though.
Yeah.
He's like all old.
I dropped out when Hulk Hogan dropped a leg drop on somebody. Let me tell you something, brother. We found out he was, praying and doing his vitamins, but there are steroids, so.
Yeah.
It's like vitamins.
Yeah, but Hulkster's the ultimate. I still got the poster, man.
Vitamins make you strong just like steroids do. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And he had a good theme, too.
I like when he got older, he tried to hide that he was going bald by wearing a bandana.
Yeah.
Do you have the song for Andre the Giant? I'm just curious.
Did he have a song?
Oh, no. I could maybe look that one up on YouTube.
I don't remember. what his All song right. was. If he
let me give you guys another one. I'm just gonna play these because they're like giving me flashbacks and stuff, and I like it. So here's another dude who's kind of a dick. Okay, so here we go.
I think I know this one.
Okay, Matt knows it. You guys don't want to wager a guess?
No idea. It's the
first time. Who said that?
I did.
Who was that?
I did. Marcus.
I did.
Oh, see, I knew something. We're not like good at like telling
Mr.
who.
Mr. Perfect.
No, who said no. Mr. Perfect?
I did.
Who's that?
I did.
Me, Marcus Rodriguez.
If Marcus said Mr. Perfect, you are wrong because that is.
No, the other guy
want to take a guess? Yeah. Want to take a guess?
No, she already got.
I got one. Ravishing Rick Rude.
There you go.
Boom. Yeah.
Cocktail Williams. All right. Yeah. Would you give him a kiss?
No.
No? Because he's a jerk, huh?
Yeah.
Because of the mustache.
Yeah. Itchy.
Hey, by the way, you have to play some of those Iron Sheik clips you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to see if I can try to find some of those.
Those are hilarious, dude. And your impression was pretty good, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I love Iron Sheik. I like when he fucking freaks out.
I like how he calls everyone gay and threatens to, he says, "You are gay and faggot, and I'll fuck you in the ass." Really? That's what you're gonna do? What does that say about you, dude?
They're so funny, man. They're like spot on with your impression, dude. So you really have to get those and play them because they're just crazy, dude. It sounds like Iron Sheik, and he's like. He was like stuck in 1989 or whenever he used to wrestle, you know. Like,
yeah.
I should be the champion.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
At the Pontiac Silverdome in Michigan in front of thousands of people.
I was wrestler for Iran's Olympic team.
Yeah. I have gold. I am world champion. Yeah, man. He was cool, man. Iron Sheik, man. Oh. He's still alive.
All right,
he's
man. This is Matt. I'm ready to go and check out, man. Just trying to call in, show some support.
All right, cool. So, what's gonna happen on your show, man? What you got coming up on Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday. We've got a dude from a place called Chingazos MMA coming through.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Yeah, it's like they do a live feed on all kinds of MMA sports.
There's gonna be some Chingazos going on. Stuff.
And then the week after that, we got a couple boxers coming through, and we got a guy named Rodrigo Tovar. He's got this website called Painted Demons coming through. He does a lot of cool artwork. I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Tap Out. He used to be the head creative designer for Tap Out.
Nah, man, I'm a fucking pussy, dude. Like, I'm just like...
Nah, man, it's not all tough. Man. I don't wear a Tap Out anyway, but...
Well, cool, man. So Sunday at 6, right?
Yeah, one of these days, we'll go and hang out in the studio with you guys. That'd be kind of cool. I like
anytime, man. Anytime. Come on down, man. You know where it's at.
Yeah, it sounds like a good vibe. It's a good show, and I just heard you guys talking about wrestlers, and I said, well, let me just go ahead and date myself by calling in.
Yeah, cool, man. Thanks, dude.
So, all right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, you dude.
Too. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Shout out to Matt Time Radio.
So, yeah, this is just showing the range of skidrow.la. Because if you think this show sucks, I'm sure there's something good for you.
So I guess this guy won, right? You want to win? Did you win? Is the guy still on the line?
Marcus?
It's 0-0. No, nobody wins. Don't give him any prizes.
Nobody won.
Marcus? Hang up on him.
Well, maybe maybe we could play next time.
He wins a dial tone.
Yeah, so nobody wins. That's good. But you're right. You know what? See, those things cost $5. I'm glad nobody won. I don't want anybody to win. You know what I mean? So are you guys down to play a song before we jump into some tracks? Because I really want to hear some Manhattan Murder Mystery right now. I really want to hear that. Cool. All right. Manhattan Murder Mystery is going to play a song live on the More Music Radio Pod.
All right.
You didn't tune?
No.
Why didn't you tune when we were tuning?
Because I was letting you borrow my tuner.
Oh, yeah. You only need to do the first two.
Pick out more of the
roots.
You can't hear it, I guess.
That'll be the loudest.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well... I guess we're going to do a song from our new EP called Stadium Way.
Oh, all right.
Instruments in their hand.
I know.
All right, everybody. Manhattan Murder Mystery with Stadium Way off your women's EP, right?
Yeah.
Cool, man. That sounded great. All right, so let's play another couple tracks, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Good job, guys. It sounded great.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh!
SkidRow.LA.
What?
It was 6 months since I was assembled. When I saw my creator without her case on, showing her circuits and diodes to the mailbox, interfacing with strangers, switching partners by the micron. Now I take out my vengeance on humans, put a garbage bag up on my head. Ain't gonna stop killing till all humans are dead. This robot psychopath, and you know I'm seeing red. Bitch!
Garbage bag, too bad.
And this is Adam Papagan.
You're listening
to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here with Manhattan Murder Mystery. You just heard 8-Bit with Garbage Bag Do-Rag. Before that, you heard Ninja Academy with Last Action Hero. You also heard earlier Seasons with the song You Know, and the Monolators with Eagle Fighting Zebra. And we'll be playing with Manhattan Murder Mystery and the Monolators and Seasons at the Satellite on Monday, December 12th. It's free. Come down. Check it out. Go to where the Spaceland was.
Did we get an official press release on Ninja Academy on their status?
Yeah, Rob actually moved to New York, so that means that there's gonna be like some spaces between Ninja Academy shows, I guess. You know, he moved over there for a chick. What do you think about that, Dan?
I'd like to tell this chick,
he's gay.
Congratulations, you got a good guy. But on the other hand, what the hell? I mean, Jesus, man.
Fucking faggot! Him and Brian Blair will go fuck each other in the ass. I'm world champion. I will rape you and make you humble.
So cool. All right. So now we're going to hear another couple songs from Manhattan Murder Mystery, man. What are we going to hear now?
I think we're going to do another one.
You're setting up your harmonica.
I gotta do another one from R.A.P.
Women House?
Yes, it's going to be called Sancho.
It's called Sancho?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good job. Awesome. You guys want to play another one real quick? You guys got one? That kind of took a lot out of you. You need to take a little bit of a break and take a sip of beer and stuff.
Well, I think it's more you need to let the listeners soak that one in.
Yeah. I think it's more about letting the listeners soak that last one in.
Yeah, soak it into your brain.
You got that? You guys feeling that?
Okay. Suck it up into your dome.
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
I'm just going to do this song I just wrote about, like, when I saw my friend Tyson get beat up by the police on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man.
There's a little bit of a backstory. This is a brand new song, is that right?
Yes.
So on Tuesday, a couple Tuesdays ago, we were playing a show at the Redwood. And I think that was the night, this is the night Tyson got beat up.
What?
And
when he got evicted.
Right. He went over to go take some pictures. Yeah. He wasn't even like necessarily part of the protest. Yeah.
He went over there to take pictures.
And then all of a sudden he's on TV getting thrown down the stairs and shit. And
we were at the bar. We were playing at the Redwood, like, you know, directly like catty corner across the street from City Hall. So it was like we were like watching him get beat up on TV is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you know what? He should have been.
If you guys had played a longer set, he would have stayed and gone over there.
He should have actually did something, like he should have taken a bat and cracked an officer in the head to deserve that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was. What was he doing? He was taking pictures.
Yeah, he was
taking
pictures.
But he's out now, and you wrote a song about that night.
Yeah.
December 20. We're not even there yet. I want it to be New Year's already. I want to be like all partying and stuff. But that was actually last week. Yeah, it's cool. And that was the night before the mighty Santa Ana winds.
Oh, yeah.
That should be your next song.
Yeah.
After this one, should be the next day when the winds came.
That's pretty good lyrics there.
Just a little lesson to the kids. If you're going to take pictures of cops, make sure you have good lighting, because apparently they get very angry if they don't look good in pictures.
Yeah, they'll beat you up. They'll like rip you up.
Like, man, I look fat.
All right, cool. So here we go, man. Okay. What's the name of the song?
I don't really know yet.
All right.
Okay.
unless you're fiction. When every election is a vote for corruption. When you're feeling disappointed, you're just like me. When you're feeling disappointed, you're just like me.
Hot in here. That song made me hot for some reason. I don't know if it was the song or
that's
what.
Just
or
my
it might
loins.
Be just the fucking just the heat or something in here. Cool, man. That was a nice song.
Thank you.
So what do you think about all that stuff, man? What do you think about the whole protest thing? Did it work? Is it the beginning? Is it the end?
Well, hopefully it's the
beginning. Are we all gonna die so it doesn't even fucking matter anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Should we just have anarchy, you know? Like, really, like, I don't know. Like, I was a little bit disappointed, like, that stuff happened. But, like, I did watch Jello Biafra talking about it. Uh-huh. And the guy fucking lays it all out, you know? And he's just like, you know, yeah, this is a good thing, you know? But, like, you have to, like, keep it going. And, like, I don't know. I think the thing was, like, lacking people that that had it like that, you know what I mean? Like, they needed some kind of, like, leadership to be kind of, like, to lead everybody, because everybody else was kind of, like, spaced out, and, like, a lot of people, like, were going there. I knew people that went down there just like, hey, I'm going to go and get fucked up and all this shit, you know? And it, like, it lessens and it weakens the cause, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that gives the opportunity for, like, fucking these, like, Fox News and stuff to just record them and go, oh, see? You know what I mean? Look at these people. They're all fucking fucked up, and they're – look at these fucking – they're trash, you know? Yeah. And, like, I don't know, like – I'm, like, kind of, like, half and half about it. Like, I think it's, like, it's good to show numbers, but, like, really what you got to do is you got to take part in the system. You know, it's, like, all these numbers could show up to City Hall, but everybody has to actually show up and vote and, like, know what the fuck is going on. You know, it's going to actually take some work to figure out how to do it. You know, like, everybody's disenfranchised. Nobody knows anything about their representatives. Like, I bet you don't know, like, who your representative is. I don't. You know, like, I think I looked it up. I think it might be Javier Becerra or something. See, but I looked it up.
Mine is Tom Labonge. Look at me, like, all studious.
It's either that or, like, do what they're doing in Greece and get a fucking Molotov cocktail, light it on fire, and fucking go and throw it at fucking somebody's head. You know what I mean? But I'm a pussy. I don't want that to happen. You know, I think that there's better ways to just kind of keep it going, you know, because there was obviously a show of numbers. You know, not everybody there was an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. there were people there with, like, good intentions, you know, but, like they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, you know? And, like, really, you got to go out there and, like, actually take part in the shit. And to tell you the truth, I don't know if I want to take part in it, you know? It's like, I think it's all fucking bullshit anyway, right? It's a fucking rigged fucking system. It's like, I'm kind of cynical about it, you know? Like, I wonder, like, if there's even any chance of hope.
And we have a caller.
Caller, you are on the air with the More Music Radio Pod.
Go ahead,
very
Mayor
drunk.
Villaraigosa.
Hey, what's going on? It's Brad.
Oh, it's Brad. Oh, man.
Oh, have you guys, man. You guys this know guy's going to try to, like, make me violate him on the phone.
Brad likes to call up the More Music Radio Pod.
I was wondering if I could have phone sex with the Brooklyn Homicide Conundrum.
Do you guys want to have phone sex with Brad? He calls up. Well, first he started. We called up when Karen Centerfold was here, our mutual friend Karen Centerfold.
I was hoping that she was going to be here. But
yeah, what happened? Yeah.
The fabulous. We need a little bit of a break from Karen.
That's a beautiful, you know, woman.
Yeah, she gets very kind of out of hand, and she had phone sex with Brad and another person by the name of Patrick Jones. He plays in a band, The Mormons. You know him.
Yeah.
And they were having a three-way, and they were masturbating, and Karen got him off. That was good.
Oh, that sounds
really
nice.
Wow.
All right, I'll get you off, bro. Let's do this.
What are you guys wearing?
I'm wearing a husky size jeans.
I'm wearing my girlfriend's pants.
I'm right. wearing a homeless man's skin as face.
Cool. Are you about to shoot now, man, or what? Is that turning you on?
Hang on, I'm just trying to get in the mood. Hang on.
Don't mind these neon lights.
Hey, so were you part of the protest, man? Were you masturbating in the tent city?
I was masturbating to the live stream, one of those Ustream things of it.
Oh, yeah?
When they were shooting those nonviolent weapons, whatever the hell, bean bags. I was tugging on my bean bags.
Cool. It's hard to go from like politics to some guy jacking off to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it takes you in a different
direction. Speak for
yourself, man.
What do you do in those voting booths? That's what I do.
Hey, Brad, what are your politics like, man?
Use the
what do you think about all this stuff going on?
Why is your voting booth got a beaded curtain?
I'm a member of the Donner Party.
The Donner Party? The people that ate?
Yes, they ate each other? I'm a member of the Donner Party. Oh, okay. A registered member. Uh-huh. I want to legalize all drugs and all forms of human sexual expression.
Cool. All right. Well.
So wait, do you guys know this guy?
He calls up every once in a while and he'll masturbate to everything. So
I don't know. It's kind of.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know. Like maybe it's not a good night to masturbate tonight. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We can play some more wrestling songs. That would be like cool to masturbate to.
Oh, I can look up Owen Hart on YouTube and I can jack off to that all night.
Make sure to stay away from
maybe
Owen
we should
Hart,
like set the mood
mystery.
Or something. You know what I mean? Like, is this helping a little bit? Like, this is Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah, Ravishing Rick Rude will get you off. It's like it's kind of stripperish.
Yeah, is that helping,
come on,
Brad?
I was kind of more partial to Val Venus myself.
Oh, okay.
It's too recent.
You like that one? Okay.
Oh yeah. Hello, ladies.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod,
this guy's awesome. Don't get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, I think he should be on for the rest of the show.
You got him to take his dick out, Brad. He's ready for you, man.
Come on. Stay on, man. I'll tell you what. I will speak for the band. You're an honorary member of the band for the rest of the show. And if you have something to say, please say it. I hope this guy's going to contribute something.
I think he has some great insights.
And we play another song, I want you to play along with your instrument.
Well, I definitely will.
Yeah, we've got to keep him online, right? Who's going to call that's going to top this guy? Nobody's better than this guy.
Hey, Brad, do you got a question for Manhattan Murder Mystery?
Yeah. What did you guys think of Annie Hall?
Oh, classic movie. Probably it's definitely the... I'll let Matt go first. It's his band, and he named the band after
Brad.
It was good.
Yeah, you like it? What do you think
Personally,
about
him? I think he's kind of a little too tedious for me.
Well, he started repeating himself, but yeah.
Tedious.
Woody
Allen. Oh wait, I'm kind of getting a Woody right now.
Hey, so what do you think about a man who ends up having a love affair with his stepdaughter that he adopted?
I'm for it.
Sounds like an upgrade, huh?
Does it matter? A lot of people don't give a shit. They're just like, fuck it. Woody Allen movies are good. I don't give a shit. You know, people are like, oh, fuck. I'll work with Woody Allen. You know, like, I don't know. For some reason, it sounds kind of weird.
They're not related.
Like, that guy weirds me out.
Yeah.
I guess they're not related, right? But, like, she was like a child. Like, isn't it, like, kind of fucked up?
She was a child? She was, like, what, 18-ish?
She was 16 or 17 or something.
I think everyone's discounting the fact that she was Asian.
I don't think
something wrong with
that. What does that mean?
So it's like it's totally cool.
I don't think there's anything wrong with adopting a little girl and raising her to be the woman
you want.
You don't think it's wrong to adopt a little Asian girl and then like raise her to be your
It's like I want to love a woman who like knows about this stuff. So I'm gonna raise her up and teach her everything I know.
Like waiting for a bottle of wine to turn or something.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people love like Woody Allen, and people like I respect their opinions too. Like that actually love him too, and like I just can't get into him. And like as soon as I heard that, I'm just like, oh, good thing I don't gotta fucking look into that guy. Fuck that guy. You know?
I mean, come on, like he took care of her for a long time. That's nice.
He's still
like Roman
her,
Polanski.
Right?
He just gave her to her and left. You know,
Sun Yi.
Oh, Roman Polanski, a brilliant man. Brilliant.
Yeah, what good movies did Roman Polanski make?
Rosemary's Baby.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or no?
Rosemary's Baby?
Chinatown? Right?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Chinatown is good.
Yeah.
Did he do the two Jakes? I don't think he directed that one, did he? The sequel to Chinatown?
He made some good movies, and he also drugged a 15-year-old girl and had sex with her.
And at Jack Nicholson's place. Actually forgave him for it.
Yeah, supposedly, right?
But his wife got murdered, so that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Oh,
give
okay.
Him, give him a break.
Yeah.
It's a push.
Too bad his wife had to pay for it.
Well, didn't that 15-year-old girl, like, she wanted to drop the charges now? She's like, oh, I'm over it. It's fine.
Really? She's like, fuck it. That's okay.
Yeah, because they were trying to charge him. And
she just wants to get back with him, get some of that money, right?
Yeah. Fine, it happens.
Is it just me?
I look back, I weighed my options, and it turns out that was like, the best I was going to get.
She's like, I'm 40 now. Well, I got nothing going on. Well,
have
Let's
you,
get
have
back
you
to
seen
Polanski.
Her now? She's like, she's not great.
Yeah, that's a fair.
Am I the only one in here that thinks that that's kind of fucked up?
She peaked early.
Yeah.
It's like really fucked up, isn't it? Like, am I fucking taking crazy pills right now? Because I think that's pretty messed up. You know, I think these people are kind of fucked up. Well, cool. You know what? Those songs sounded good. We're having a lot of fun. Let's play a couple more tracks, and we'll be back with Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Can we leave the guy on the phone while we're playing the tracks?
Yeah. Hey, Brad, thanks for calling, man.
No,
really
let him be able to, I think he should be able to comment during the song so jack off to him.
That's his tagline. He
just
says
breathe
she's
really heavy all night long.
All right. You know what? We'll be back on the More Music Radio
the
Pod. All right.
That guy's awesome. I think he should be the
co-host. Hi. This is Jim. Uh-oh, glitch. That's fine. Mics are still on. Hi, everybody.
We'll be- you reach a perfume and your body is drenching it. He approaches you. Reflex, but you've got no reason to yet.
level, erect, insert, eject, level, erect, insert, eject, level, erect.
We're Manhattan Murder Mystery. You're listening to Skid Row.LA.
All right. Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah. We just heard some tracks from Manhattan Murder Mystery, our guest. That was You Don't Matter at All. And a band called The Mormons. I think I've heard of them. But anyway, that was Mega Alpha Chumps Enjoy the Grand Oblivion. We also had other music tonight featured by Manhattan Murder Mystery. First song we played was I've Got a Hole in My Head and The Beaters. On Monday, the Monolators will be playing with Manhattan Murder Mystery and Seasons, who also played in that second set. The song You Know by Seasons and Ninja Academy, and 8-Bit and Manhattan Murder Mystery and the Mormons. That's all the bands that were featured tonight. But anyway, yeah, how you doing, Sonia?
We're doing pretty awesome.
Yeah. She's done a great job tonight engineering our show. Don't you agree, people? I agree. But, yeah. And Jeremy's back in town.
Dan, just kind of stalling for time there?
No, man, I am.
What's going on?
No, we are doing this.
Come on,
this.
Man.
This is
now's your time to shine, man. Come on.
Okay. But, how was your... We're welcoming Jeremy back. He was out of town for a little while doing some business.
Wait, say that again. I couldn't hear you with that.
No, I was just saying we're welcoming you back to.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's good to be back, and the shows are going full bore again, and everything's good. And here comes the crew.
Yeah, I heard on Tuesday. You got a pretty special thing coming up on SkidRow.LA here.
I don't want to say anything about it, but yeah, if it
happens, I know how it is because, you know, celebrities are kind of sketchy. You don't know if they're going to show up or not.
Know.
Like, you book them and then you do the best you can. But,
right.
Tuesday is going to be the Adam O show.
Yeah, look out for that show.
I don't want to toot our own horn too much, but
I don't want to say that Tom Green might be here.
But yeah, Tom Green might be here on Tuesday.
He might be.
I don't want to say that Tom Green is going to come down here on the Adam O show, and I don't want to say that I'm going to try to be here.
Hey, did you know Adam O got his break on Skid Row.LA on the More Music Radio Pod?
That's right.
That's true.
Did you know that?
That's right. Everybody fan that. For the More Music Radio.
One day you could be Adam O.
Tom
wow.
Green.
Wow.
Now Tom Green is here, and there's also something else you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can mention it.
Keith Coogan is going to have a radio show here. The pilot is on Saturday.
Saturday.
Awesome.
8 p.m.
Did you guys listen to Keith Coogan when he was here last week on the More Music Radio Pod?
The dishes are done, dude.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about it. We didn't hear it.
Yeah, you did a great interview there, Vince. That was a good show.
Well, that guy made it easy, man. Like, he's just, like, really fucking cool, and he loved to talk about interesting stuff. He wasn't just, like, a blabbermouth about, like, shit that you don't want to hear about. Like, he just had all kinds of information. He has a crazy story, too. I mean, he's, like, Uncle Fester's grandson, you know, and Uncle Fester was in Charlie Chaplin movie.
Hey, well, Wednesday was my bartender,
so
I
ain't sweating it either. It's all, like, cool. You know, it's pretty cool, man. So he's going to come into
the history
show, right?
In that family is just pretty amazing.
What's his show going to be about? Did you guys talk about that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to leave it up to him and see what he comes up with. He's got a lot of great stories. He's you know, politically minded. He's into a lot of different things. So
yeah,
I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you know what? He actually helped us get out of a mugging fucking. What? See, we like to have a little bit of fun here on the More Music Radio Pod, and we were kind of drinking a little bit, and we were downstairs. Remember last
week?
Were
we going to get mugged? I was a little drunk, so
you
I don't know.
Dude, you were about to get us fucking mugged.
I was going to beat the shit out of that guy.
You were not going to beat the shit out of that guy. That guy was fucking harder than fucking 10 of us. This guy was, well, anyway, we're downstairs. There was like this street dude, you know, whatever, and he was just all like, you know, wanting to talk to us and stuff. And like Dan was like having fun, and like Dan gave him a beer, and I'm like, oh man, why did you give him a beer? Now he's going to be here hanging out and stuff. And Keith Coogan was there, and he was like kind of like trying to, the guy started getting hurt feelings, you know, like he was just like, hey man, you don't got to be phony, man. I'm trying to make a connection. I'm trying to make some friends, man. You know, whatever. You could tell like the, like 10 years later, the guy would have just fucking beat the shit out of all of us and taken all our shit. You know what? But he's been through some shit, and I guess like he just like opened up. Is like, man, I just want to be your friend, man. Why are you treating me like this, you know? And like, I don't know. We almost got mugged, but Keith talked him down. And we came back up and drank some more beers and got more drunk.
Nice. Joel told me that Dan gave the guy a beer and told him to beat it.
Yeah. Dan was acting a little. See, when Dan drinks, he gets a little bit belligerent, you know?
Yeah, no,
he just doesn't give a shit. And
well, yeah, I did, because I didn't want to talk to him. I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm giving you a beer, but I don't want to talk to
you. You didn't
want to
talk to him, but you kept talking to him. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Don't say anything. You were just like, I don't want to talk to this guy, but I'm going to talk to him. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it all ended up okay, and none of us got mugged. The guy's name was Mike, I remember.
And never mind.
He's going to be waiting
for us
on there.
He'll be here next Monday.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Special guest.
Yeah.
What are the chances that's the same guy jacking off the phone?
And that's another thing. Jeremy, do you want to mention the guy Mike who mugged us? He's actually going to have a show too. All right.
Mike, welcome to Skid Row Studios.
You should call the More Music Radio Pod the cockpit, because we have like a bunch of pilot shows.
You should have the pirate guy on as a guest.
That was trademark.
Ricky the Pirate?
Yeah.
Ricky's cool. I got Ricky's number because I actually had planned on having him on some show at some point.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
So, Jeremy, you're coming up to a year that you've been doing these podcasts, man, on skidroad.la.
It's pretty crazy, actually.
You know what?
So what do you think about that?
I think he can't get that year back.
You know,
that's what I think.
A lot of things have happened really fast, a lot of good things, and right? I think we're on track to do some pretty amazing radio.
How do you feel about it? Like, are you nervous?
A little nervous, because we blew our life savings on putting this thing together. But
right. By the way, if you go to skidrow.la, you can donate.
Yeah,
and
that hasn't happened once.
You know what?
Donate.
Skidrow.la/donate. Skidrow.la/donate. Skidrow.la/donate.
You got a PayPal account, you do it, sucker.
They blew their life savings on the world's longest power strip here.
Yeah, and you know
exactly.
what? I literally blew my life savings on this 18-pack of Tecate tonight. No. I spent the last few bucks that I had to my name tonight. So we are actually, so we all of us have given our life savings for...
But then we're all in the everybody same boat. Can buy you a beer on Monday, right, Vince? Since you're not... Since
that's
you're
right.
Broke.
On Monday night, we're at the Satellite.
Yeah.
Everybody can come down and hang out with us, the Mormons, and the Monolators, and Seasons, and Manhattan Murder Mystery. And you could hear these songs that we heard tonight that Manhattan Murder Mystery played.
That's a shitload of M's.
And I want to... I know, it's like I'm a mum. And my lips are kind of sticky, too, so I'm like getting the cycles all... You know, so anyway, so Monday, December 12th, come and check it out. Manhattan Murder Mystery Seasons, Monolators, whatever. I already said all that shit. So, so you know what? I think this is about the time where, since we're talking about shit, we want to know what's going on with Manhattan Murder Mystery. So you got this residency at the Satellite, right?
Yes.
Cool. Every Monday night.
Every Monday night in December, we're playing for free.
It used to be Spaceland. Yeah.
And now, it used to be Dreams.
Yeah.
It used to be Dreams before Spaceland?
Dreams of LA.
Yeah.
Okay. So come down to Dreams, Spaceland, Satellite on Monday, and you guys are going to be there every Monday this month.
Every Monday.
Does it matter if the recording light's not on anymore? No, we're not recording.
No, we're still working out a couple of glitches here. Whenever you see that light on, that means that that mic inside is on, right, Jeremy?
Okay.
Yeah.
That means the voice of God is going to come
awesome.
Over.
It's just say God then. It'd be
yeah, that would be kind of. I think we could work that out, actually.
I think
maybe
we could, yeah.
Maybe we should. We could yeah. do that.
Maybe we should start calling God recording.
Well, cool. So anything else you guys got going on after the residency? Or you guys taking off on a tour in
the
spring?
The world's going to end 2012.
Yeah, we're
so
planning
sure
on this world dying like after we play this.
If it doesn't end.
I talked you into it. Good. All right, cool. Yeah. We're doomed, pretty much.
Hiatus till the apocalypse.
It's just best to just realize it and come to grips with it and try to have some fun before that time comes, you know?
That sounds right.
We're
nice.
Dead.
Yeah.
We're gone. But not before Monday. I mean, there's still Monday.
Yeah, there's still...
You know, I think we got like another few months, right? I mean, till...
I think it's actually.
So it actually
I
ends.
Think it's actually the end of 2012. Is that right?
Yeah, oh, we got another year. All right.
Oh wow.
We got another year. We could do a lot of stuff in a year.
Getting worse.
We're gonna die slowly throughout 2012, and then it's just gonna end.
So where can people find Manhattan Murder Mystery on the intro reb?
We're on Facebook and MySpace, and we have our new EP on Bandcamp right now to download for free.
Mm-mm.
And we also have
so it's a Manhattan Murder Mystery .bandcamp.com.
Yeah,
cool. And I got it too.
Oh, great nice. Job!
Yeah, you should have where they you know that has that option where you could say that you could pay whatever you want, even you don't have to pay. Because I wanted to pay for. I was like, well, it's free, but you know maybe I'll throw down a couple bucks. But you didn't have that option.
Take a couple bucks right now, man. Just sitting here.
You're drinking it. So.
All right. That's fair.
So cool, man. All right. Well, cool, man. We want to thank you for coming to the More Music Radio Pod once again. And it was a lot of fun. All right. Fucking love you guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I hope you guys know. I say guys, and that's like so like. My girlfriend always says this is like a patriarchal society, and I would like to recognize the women in the band, and I would like to say guys and gals.
Thank you.
Or broads. I don't know which one's broads. Gals is probably better.
Dames.
I like broads.
You like broads? Yeah, me too. Cool. Like, well, hey, thanks a lot, guys. I really
Laura
appreciate
and
it.
Katya.
Thank you.
Good to meet your new player, and come back again, man.
Straight up.
This is a time where Dan reads off what's going on in L.A. this weekend.
Well, what's going on this weekend is, though we parted ways, it is Joe's birthday. Joe Jimenez of
All right.
the Dharma Bums.
Joe from the Dharma Bums and of the Mormons. You're always in the Mormons. You have to get jumped out. We haven't jumped anybody out yet. There's 18 people that can say that they are either playing in the Mormons or have played in the Mormons.
So happy birthday, Joseph.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Jose, or whatever you hate
the most. He doesn't like being called Jose.
His name's Joe. Don't call him Jose.
Yeah.
No way, Jose.
Right.
And but anyway, this brings us to Friday. If you're in the neighborhood, you may end up at the Redwood. If you're there, you may end up catching the Angry Samoans.
Right. Angry Samoans with Plexikill.
With Plexikill.
Yeah.
They may
Alfredo. Remember Alfredo from Metcalf?
Will they also be the Angry Snowmans for the
No, I think that was
something else.
That already happened. Yeah,
never mind.
Pussy Cow. Yeah, you're...
But they're very good.
That was last week's
episode. The Angry Simones are very good. Anyway. And they're angry.
Yeah.
And Saturday, if you're at the All-Star Lanes, you can go bowling.
Right.
But if you don't want to go bowling,
bowling game,
and you want to just sit around.
Let's have a bowling competition.
This band Teen Island is going to play.
Right. Another
see, the Mormons
are scattered everywhere.
Ex-Mormons
right? in there, yeah.
We're like a
Those guys were going to jump, though. I don't know. Those two guys were going to get.
You guys are like a fungus.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We don't go away. People want us to die. They're like, when is this fungus going to just finally leave me?
It just turns into another. It's like turns into something else.
The answer is when we feel that it's appropriate.
But yeah, so you'll stay up all night doing that. And then on Sunday morning, if you're in the Silver Lake area, there's a bar called The Thirsty Crow. And my brother, Princess Frank, is over there every Sunday afternoon.
All right, Princess Frank.
And,
he's called Princess Frank. He doesn't mind.
Hey, you know what
he likes?
Our old bass player works at the Thirsty Crow.
Well, there you go.
My friend works there, too.
Swing in on Sunday. They have happy hours on Sundays. Right. Like, for like 5 hours.
Monica works there, too.
They actually have, $2 Colt 45, so that's not bad, too.
That's not a bad thing.
And they always I get more free drinks there than anywhere else too. Like if you, this is what you do, and I seem to only work at this place. Like you go in there, like hey, what do you recommend? And they go, oh, you should have this and this. And you say like, I don't know, I did this twice, and it wasn't intentional. I'm like, what? I look like that type of guy? And they go, oh, I'm sorry. Here, just have it for free. It's on me. That worked 2 times, and I wasn't even trying to be a dick, but I got 2 free. Probably paid for 50% of my lifetime drinks at Thirsty Crow. They're very nice there. They're very generous with their drinks.
Thirsty Crow sponsorship, please.
Which is,
More music radio
which is
class,
just down the street from the Satellite, which, as we mentioned, we'll all be there. Everyone in this room will be there.
Yes, we're all going
to
be there.
If you wonder what we look like while just listening to us, you'll find
out
on Monday.
Come
Brad,
and check it out.
Don't come. Don't come.
And
Brad.
I believe it's free.
Fuck out once
that's
you take
free
a
even, right?
That's
free cheapskates. Because you're listening on this.
You actually get paid to go.
Because you're listening to this show for free, so we know you're cheap. Yeah. So it'll come out Monday for another
Come out
free
Monday
show.
Night to the Satellite that used to be Spaceland. All right.
Maybe we can do it live.
And another thing that's free for you cheap bastards is Tuesday. On the More Music Radio Pod, we're going to be having...
No, you're on Skid Row.
Oh, I'm sorry. On Skid Row.LA.
Well, I'm not coming in another...
No, the Adam O show
one,
is going to be having Tom
week.
Green.
I might be here, though. We got to practice.
I know it sounds great, but he's actually Canadian.
Right.
So, whatever with that.
What happened to Tom Green's sidekick, Glenn Helmplick? Remember that guy? The guy used to always, play all these pranks on?
Yeah.
The guy who probably sells
Oh, yeah,
shirts.
Glenn, yeah. And he's one of the weird looking
ones. Was that
the
guy who sat on the couch or the guy who was always, in the back?
No, he sat on the couch, and he was the guy that they'd always, pull the pranks on and, strand him in the middle of nowhere and stuff.
He made about $1 million off that
Feel show. Like he's not very loyal.
Well, we'll see if that happens on Tuesday at Skid Row.LA on episode of The Adam O Show.
All right, yeah. And on Wednesday, just for my own personal interest, on Wednesday, Dinosaur Jr. is going to be playing at at the Music Box in Hollywood.
All right.
I may end up there.
I keep my earrings in the Music Box.
And,
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. So that's it. That's what's going on.
That brings you right back to Thursday, and we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be here with Sean Carnage next week on the More Music Radio Pod. You want to check that out Thursday night, December 15th. We're going to have Sean Carnage here, and we're going to talk about all the stuff he has going on. Thanks again to Manhattan Murder Mystery.
Yeah, you just enjoyed
Check out The Mormons at Facebook/The Mormons, Twitter/The Mormons, The More Music Radio Pod, Twitter/MOR Music Radio, and we will see you next week. Thanks again, guys. All right. More Music Woo! Radio Pod. Skid Row.LA.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks again.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Sonia. Thanks, Jeremy.
What is Stitcher?
Stitcher
is our
Stitcher's
radio station.
Good. Yeah, you should check that out.
Go to Stitcher, look for More Music Radio Pod, and you can find us and we'll stream really
easily. It's like Twitter, but it's
easily.
Only spread by quilts.
Right, exactly. No, it's a very Stitcher, easy way to listen to the More Music Radio Pod.
Right. And it's free
night,
in the Android market.
Thank you.
Android app coming soon, hopefully. Check it out. I keep busting Jeremy's balls. All right. Anyway, good night, everybody. Thanks, Manhattan Murder Mystery. We'll check you next week. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Good night, kids.
All right. Woo! Good night.